Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here with my friends.
What's up? Right.
And introduce yourself. Start with Drew.
Hi, I'm Drew.
Let's just introduce our names.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Lexi.
And welcome to the show, guys. Drew, this is your first time.
This is my first time. Have you guys both been on it?
Yeah.
Okay,
this is my third time. Dare I say I'm a veteran.
Okay,
wow.
Period, Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a newbie.
Well, I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you.
This is a great group for you to be in.
Yeah, it is. It is a good one. What do you have to tell them about a crossover episode?
Think of who you can phone a friend during trivia because I made the wrong choice last time.
Uh-oh.
Drama.
I watched
I'm nervous because you are the two people I would call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this might get a little tricky for me.
Well, you guys have been friends for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. How did it happen? How did this friendship evolve?
We actually met, like, we both moved to LA. He's from Canada. I'm from New York. We moved to LA July 2013, and we met at FITM orientation.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy.
10 years ago, from a month ago. So yeah, we had our anniversary.
Yeah. The first conversation we had was Emily showing me a video that went viral of her on the internet. I was like, oh, I like this girl.
Nothing changes.
I know, literally.
No, I think you were literally like, hi, I'm Drew. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm on World Star. Yeah, like check
Wait,
it
shut
out.
Up.
Yeah, I remember a video of you like hitting your leg on a cabinet.
Yeah, I was like doing the Dougie and then I hit my knee on a cabinet and then it was on World Star. The
World
same day
Star.
As orientation, yeah. And so it just. Yeah.
I was like, "So should we get dinner later?"
We did.
We did.
What was your major at FITM?
I studied fashion design.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was a beauty girl.
You were beauty.
Yeah.
And then, how did you come into this friendship?
Well, Emily was a YouTuber, and I moved to LA only knowing my YouTube friends.
And which were who?
Well, there was Claudia, Lindsay, Megan, Emily, Maddie. Sorry, I know. It's the truth. It's the truth. Anyway, she egged it on. Drew was.
You started to laugh, and I was like,
it was brewing. I was like, oh god.
Drew was friends with them, but I moved in with Claudia Saluski, and so we lived together in an apartment, and Drew and our friend Jack lived in the same apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. The Palazzo.
The Palazzo.
Iconic. Mm-hmm.
We loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we went right by the Grove.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right, everyone's had a Palazzo moment. Mm-hmm.
It's like equivalent to like the Lorenzo,
okay,
like, of West
yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we moved into a house together. So
you kind of met through
Emily and her are like mutual YouTube friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then Lexi and I met when we were like what
13?
What?
That's crazy. Yeah.
So on YouTube, you guys had 10-year, but we're on what? What's 17 minus 14?
I don't know. Okay. Sounds right.
When was the first time you met in person?
We probably met. We used to go to IMATS. Do you remember that phase?
Yeah.
Like the makeup artist trade show. Mm-hmm. So we probably met in 2011, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But after school, we would like go on Uvu and just like catch up.
Yeah, what's Uvu?
Uvu was like a video chat platform, kind of like Skype.
FaceTime hadn't even come out yet.
Yes.
Because then if I had people's numbers, I would iChat video them. Which was like FaceTime pre-FaceTime.
Whoa.
But Uvu was a way to do it online.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would be like us, Aspen, A-dubs. Just like little high schoolers all over.
Lauren Elizabeth, Christy Vedder.
What would you talk about, like MAC eyeshadows?
Oh my God, I remember Aspen talking about like kissing a boy for the first time, and the boy was Parker.
Oh. No way!
Yeah, like, guys, I'm so nervous.
What?
Now they're married with two kids.
That's crazy.
So we would talk about like boys and school and makeup.
Uh-huh.
And
I feel
naked
like it was
palettes.
The way to talk about things that we weren't talking naked about palettes. On YouTube. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, because people thought we were so innocent, but we were kind of crazy. We were high schoolers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was like that girl at that time of YouTube?
Probably Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Okay. Yeah.
She would do like her
Beauty Baby 44.
Mm-hmm. Well, also she was like FITM's like star.
Literally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She got swarmed at IMATS. I remember mobs.
Really?
For her. Mobs.
That's so insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So crazy. And she's like at that point a junior in high school.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was on tour.
She was on tour.
Wait,
tour.
What?
Yeah, she did like a Macy's tour.
No
brand
way.
Brand deals were so funny back then, weren't they?
Was it
yeah.
Like the one where you go to the mall and you would see, okay, mm-hmm. I heard of that.
Or I think she did like a benefit tour.
Wow.
Or something like that.
But this is also pre-Mac Barbie 07. I feel like she came a little bit after. It was very Megan Hart's makeup, Juicy Star 07.
Iconic.
Did you watch any of the OGs like that?
Juicy Star 07.
Oh, I did too.
Icon.
Mm-hmm. And her sister. Icon.
Oh, that glitter's 21.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone watch her catch-up video? She's now graduated working in an interior design firm living in Tennessee.
Okay.
Wait,
love
Juicy.
That for her.
Juicy Star 07.
Juicy Star?
I knew from that rainbow bedroom she would have an interior
totally.
Design.
Totally.
I just remember she did like either a room tour or a bathroom tour, and I just remember she had like so many Bath and Body Works, like
so many.
Candles and like sprays, and I was like, this girl's rich. Like, I was like, this is crazy.
I was like, I need to go to Rite Aid. Like, I need every Wet and Wild eyeshadow palette.
It was toxic. It was so pre-minimalism because I would keep not just packaging, but like secondary packaging, like not just the lipstick to an old lipstick, but the box that the MAC lipstick came in and just keep it in my collection.
Yeah.
I was holding cash.
Yeah.
Literally.
And then I remember for the first time ever seeing, I think it was Blair on, she was on a Colgate
Blair
commercial.
Blair is Juicy Star 07.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was on, I saw her on TV and I was like, what the fuck?
She did like, crossover. Like, she did it.
Like Colgate. Uh-huh. I was like, huh?
Wow. She probably got a big
trailblazer.
Bag for that.
Yeah.
Trailblazer.
Which is crazy.
Started it all.
Yeah.
She literally changed our lives.
Yeah.
She did. She changed our lives.
I would have never started it if I didn't see her video.
Really? Was she your inspiration?
Yeah, she was my first video on YouTube I think I've ever seen.
Where did you start uploading?
I started because the popular girls in middle school were making music videos. And I was like, I want to be like the popular girls. So then I invited them over to my house and we made music videos. And then I stumbled upon the beauty community after.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I love it.
Beauty Rush.
Beauty Rush 315. What was your username, Emily?
Sweet Beauty X.
That's so crazy. Sweet Beauty X.
Yeah, like a sweet beauty.
That should be like your Finsta account on Instagram.
My burner. We
should bring that back. My stalking like a burner. Name.
My ex seeing Sweet Beauty X watched his story.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Okay, so then you ended up living with Drew.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come to fruition?
Oh, okay. Well, I touched on this a little bit earlier that we had lived in the same apartment complex at the Palazzo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we knew a house that four other YouTubers lived in. It was Andrea Russet, Jenix Penn, Arden Rose, and
Lauren Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. And then we moved into the house after they moved out.
Yeah. Into that house.
Yeah, into that
it was
house.
It, like for 4 years, it was just like a bunch of internet people in there.
Yeah.
There was probably
our poor landlord.
I know, he was over it for sure.
We love you.
But we had a lot of fun.
They probably still get PR.
Yeah, they probably do.
Low key, they probably do.
Have to still be getting PR.
Yeah. What was it like living with Drew and vice versa?
Lovely. You know what one of my favorite memories of living with you was?
What?
Hanging out in your room under the covers doing Photoshop tutorials.
I was going to say that too. Yeah. We would literally like, me and Lexi love to get creative with each other. So we would just like sneak into each other's room and just like go on our computers and just like
because he
mess
had the
around.
Technical skills. And so if I was like, how can I make this concept, he'd be like, all right, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do this. Yeah. And I would have my laptop next to his laptop.
Well, Fidum teaches you like all of Adobe. So
I just had a
sense.
Funny memory from Better
Off. Happened?
This is like one of my all-time favorite Lexi memories.
So, I don't know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you do. It's coming. Okay. We had just gone out on, it was like a Sunday morning.
I know exactly what this is.
And me and Lexi are like hungover, but like, you know, we're feeling silly, goofy, and we're like, let's just like go get some coffee on
let's
a walk.
Let's just leave the house.
Yeah, like
classic.
Literally.
That's always how it starts.
Always with Lexi, and always with you too, Loki.
No.
But we're like, hey, let's just go get some coffee, walk around, like walk off the anxiety, whatever. Anyway, so we like stumble across this breakfast place, and we're like, let's just go in. And suddenly we're like being given bottomless mimosas.
And we're underage at this point.
Definitely underage. I don't
think
they even.
Where were you?
By Sawtelle.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I feel like there was a moment where it was like, oh, maybe I could get French toast. That could be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
There
was no intention of mimosas.
So very much like, let's get coffee and food, maybe.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember how we started getting bottomless mimosas.
No, but I just remember you on the side of the road, like on your back, like 30 minutes later. And I was like, okay, so this is what's happening. And I don't remember really. I think I went out that night and then you had to stay home because you were like sick or whatever, but
probably hungover.
It was just such a funny,
still drunk.
Yeah, it was just a funny.
When you go to get coffee and then end up hammered.
Yeah, like it was
on
just
the side of the road.
It was crazy.
That is crazy. Uh-huh. I wish there was a vlog of that.
Yeah, there's definitely a photo somewhere. Uh-huh. I can send a screenshot if you want to insert it of me
on the side of the road
in overalls because at this point I was really loving overalls. Mm-hmm. Me and my boyfriend at the time had matching pairs that we loved to wear everywhere. So I'm like on the ground in overalls, spread out, looking at the sun.
Yeah.
Inspirational.
I've grown up, thankfully.
Drew, what was it like living with Lexi?
So much fun. I honestly wish I had more like memories like that because we just like hung out all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
it's almost blurry how many, like that time of my life, there was no structure, and so it all kind of blends in as if it was like one long.
We were bad.
Were you going to Fidum still?
Yeah, I was going to Fidum. So I
and
was
you
like,
were working.
Yeah, I was. Oh yeah, maybe I was working then.
Where were you
don't
working?
Really, Topshop at the Grove.
Iconic.
Yeah.
We'd go visit
everything
him.
About that time of life just feels like really, it, like it doesn't feel like it was us. If that makes sense, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
I
don't.
No, yeah,
like, I don't identify with the person.
I don't connect with it at all. It's like this funny like story that I randomly lived. But yeah, I don't know. We had a lot of fun.
Topshop was so cool.
Topshop
like during
was
that time.
The moment. Like it was the moment.
No, like you were cool.
I was
the
vibe
there.
I was like, what's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Come on in. You want to try it on?
And Ollie worked there with him.
Shut up.
Yes.
Yes. But he was in top man, I think. Mm. I was at the in the female department.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I did not even know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I forgot that.
Because it was a huge store at the Grove.
It was
that was the best
big.
Store at the Grove.
I know. I wonder what it is now.
It's an ASOS, I think.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
Girl, I don't know. But definitely, like, working at the Grove was a gnarly experience.
Yeah, what was that like?
I don't know, just, like, walking out for break and, like, just seeing, like, hundreds of people and, like, the trolley and, like, it was just so overstimulating.
But we'd go there every day.
But then, yeah, I'd get off work and then, like, all my friends would be there and we'd be like, okay, let's just, like, walk around.
There'd be, like, a group of eight of us just, like, walking through the Grove, like, Groove. Yeah. In the Groove.
We were Grove rats.
Grove rats.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could say this, but we would get really, really, really high.
I think that I didn't say that.
I was thinking.
I know. And I was like, it's a blur. It's because we were stoned.
I think that's why.
We were stoned
Guys,
the whole
that's why
time.
We don't remember those years.
Yes.
Because we were high. So high.
We were high.
Okay.
We don't really smoke
so
anymore.
That was the routine.
We don't smoke like that anymore.
We got
don't
the
identify
scariest.
With those people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. No, can I say? Like, Emily would fall asleep, like, hand in the Doritos on a rock.
Right. Let's just air it all out right now.
Doritos.
No, but, like, on his rug every Friday.
But those were our, like, college years. Like, we were being insane. Yeah. And, like, we had no rules, really. So
we were young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who's, like, just graduating high school and they're moving to L.A. and they're like, wow, like, these people have made it. Like, what advice would you give them?
Like,
I just don't even know what I would say.
You
it's like, good luck,
back
kid.
To that time mentally.
Can you clarify? You're saying someone who's graduated high school that
wants to move to LA
and they're thinking of the people.
Well, and they just want to, like, they probably look at someone like us and they're like, holy shit, like, they live in LA and they work for themselves or whatever. Like, that's so crazy. I want to do that.
First, I'd like to say that the people that we are today are so different than those people that we were in the realm that we were just discussing. Give yourself a schedule, because I had way too much free time that I didn't know what to do with, and I was in charge of myself. And I would highly recommend, and I don't know why I didn't do this, but I thought my options were pursue the internet full time or go to school when there's so many amazing schools in Los Angeles. Like, at least you guys were in school during it. I was really raw dogging it until then I moved to New York and actually went to school. Yeah. You don't have to go to school, but I would recommend some sort of structure in addition to just being self-employed if that's the route that you're trying to take. Do you guys have any advice?
I would say the same. I wish I worked. I didn't have any internships while I was in school. I think the first time around, so I wish I would have taken.
Well, you were doing YouTube, weren't
true.
You? Which is like,
but I wish
job.
I would have taken advantage more of, like, different opportunities and networking.
Interesting,
totally.
Yeah, like,
because
what?
I don't know, maybe just, like, working for different brands or, like, doing something once a week, because, like I said, I still had too much free time.
Yeah, I wish I interned. I didn't start interning until I moved to New York, and I would have loved to just intern at, I don't know, like, Awesomeness or a podcast network or something, just to see the other end of it. To help me in the future and to give me a little bit of structure.
Yeah, I feel like so many people, like, move to LA with, like, you know, like, maybe they have, like, a little bit of a following, but you really have to have, like, some sort of, like, actual goal and, like, idea for yourself. You can't really just, like, come out here and do it. I mean, it works for so many people, but, like, I don't know. Then you just, like, grow up and you're like, what did I just do?
Well, and you become such a small fish compared to everyone.
It's just like, you have to have some sort of something that grounds you. For sure.
Yeah, there was no grounding. I was floating away.
But that's normal. You guys were so young and technically in college. Like, I don't even want to know, like, the half the things my friends who are in, like, frats and sororities were doing.
Where'd you go to school?
Fidham. You went to Fidham.
Oh, yes. I knew
so
this.
So what would you say to someone? I'm curious.
I'm so shocked I didn't know you both when I went there.
Were we there at the same time?
I think I was a little behind.
Yeah.
2015?
Is when I started.
Okay, we started 2013, summer.
But then I was there in 2017, so we did have an overlap. I think we met in Lloyd, actually, me and TK.
Lloyd?
That coffee shop.
Oh, the coffee shop. Yeah.
Yes,
both don't really remember.
Yeah.
Wait, what was your major?
Digital media and digital cinema.
Okay. So
I was in, like, a different area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like your majors at Fidham, like, you're just with your major, kind of, except for the gen eds, but I wouldn't have had them had my gen eds with them because we were started at different times.
Totally.
Yeah. But they don't, it's not really like a, I don't know, it's kind of hard to meet friends
sometimes.
There's
no community
at Fidham.
Yeah,
there really isn't.
At least there wasn't when we were there.
Yeah, there isn't unless you really are actively trying.
Yeah.
I would say definitely, get as many internships or jobs as possible because, like, experience is the best, it's the most valuable thing. Also, it just is how you meet people. Even to this day, like, there's like a podcast network who's like sister, this girl I interned for, her sister is now like the head of it. And now we connect through that. It's just crazy.
Right.
Totally.
How it all connects. And you never know who, even people at Fitum, like I ran into someone the other day and they're like, yeah, I work at blah, blah, blah now. Like, I'll have them send you stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is crazy.
Same. It happens a lot.
Yeah. That happens all the time.
I love when that happens. It's cool. It's like, damn.
Yeah. It's really cool. So it's, I would say, really important to be nice to everyone, give everyone a chance. You never know who's going to be like the next, like Bill Gates, like literally.
Yeah.
Or
just say yes to shit. Like, just
be
like
out there.
You have to, like, if you're moving somewhere, you have to be excited about it. Like,
and take advantage of the physical city. Whereas if you're, I'm just using the internet for this example, but it's, I was in Virginia making internet content. So it was fine because it was just on the internet. But like, once you move to LA, take advantage of all LA has to offer instead of just continuing to stay inside your apartment. In LA, doing stuff, instead of staying in your apartment, doing stuff on the internet.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
No, I feel like we didn't even take advantage of living in LA or being in California.
Not really.
We would just go to the Grove.
The Grove.
But like, that, oh my God, Malibu exists.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
true. We just didn't, like, actually didn't take advantage of
the literal
city. I
was actually really confused because I basically went to FITM because I loved Lauren Conrad in the Hills. And
same
I get
kind
dropped
of.
Off in downtown LA and I'm like, girl, where are the palm trees? I was like, what is this? Yeah. Like, this is not what I saw on TV.
So also, the little scene where she's, like, in the lounge chair
yeah.
in the
oh, pool,
like, the thinking
yes, yes, yes.
Boy.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
they,
that one really
they need to
me.
Get rid of that. I'm sorry.
They
insane.
Did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
good.
I think so.
It was
the
like
annex?
A vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Our, like,
what is it?
Why, no, it was, like, a study lounge, kind of, with computers, had, like, a fake pool with lounge chairs that
it was
had
like,
laptops.
Like, a conversation
pool.
Pit.
Almost. Yes, a conversation pit.
It I was used like, to work in there all the time.
You were in the
yeah,
conversation
pit. Yeah, I put on the weird little slippers
pit.
And like, uh-huh.
True. I'm dead.
I
really
that's amazing. All the time.
I'm going to
be in the
pit.
Gonna be in the pit. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to take advantage of this.
I'm going to be in the pit.
I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Okay, so you were studying fashion.
Yeah.
What did you think you wanted to be at that time?
I knew basically day one, I was like, this is not for me.
But really?
Yeah, because I was just around so many people that were like genuinely like so passionate and excited to be there for fashion.
I've never met more creative people in my life.
No, totally.
Like,
and
I
was
feel
like,
not creative.
Yeah, I was just like, I feel this way about music and other things. And I was like, I love fashion and I know I'm good at it and like I'll kill this.
Mm-hmm.
But I basically kind of just stayed in that to stay in the country because I'm from Canada. So
hey. I'm so glad you did.
Me too.
I know, same.
And that shit was hard. Like, I was behind a sewing machine for like 10 hours a day for like literally a year and a half of my life.
Oh, the projects are crazy.
They're insane. My back was hurting. I was like, girl.
Luckily, you're good at everything.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah.
That makes sense why you're good at style, yeah. though.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all of us have that, though. We're all, like, creative people. So I feel like if you're able to be creative in one sort of space, then naturally it kind of leaks into, like, the other facets mm-hmm. of your life. So
is there anything either of you learned at FITM that you use pretty much every day now?
Photoshop.
Photoshop, same.
Best thing I've ever learned in my life,
mm-hmm.
truly.
Oh, I don't
anything
remember
Adobe.
My Photoshop class.
What?
Yeah.
I'll teach you again.
Thanks.
Yeah, same.
I feel mm-hmm. like my major was so specific that I used it all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I had so many different beauty classes. My teachers were, like, literally, like, Urban Decay employees and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. especially when, like, creating my own brand, it helped so much.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
So you would recommend someone that wants to create their own
definitely.
Beauty brand?
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's no other school you could go to where you'd get, like, beauty business courses taught by professionals.
Like, specific ones.
Yeah. So there would be, like, merchandising and product development and marketing, all specific to beauty products, like, doing projects on, like, benefit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I'll do it. And it really helped, so.
Yeah.
But specifically, I'm trying to think if there was anything else, like a course. I also think just like learning how to work group projects, like learning how to work with people,
yeah. mm-hmm.
especially when you're getting into your career, working with different teams and stuff, basic things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a very practical school, yeah. I feel. Like, I use a lot of I learned, like, every editing software. I even learned audio engineering, which never in a million years I think I would know.
Wow.
Now I have a podcast. Which
there
is crazy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Thanks,
that's actually sick. Mm-hmm. Shout out FITM.
Love you. Okay, Drew, how did you get into music, though? What's the storyline?
I literally met this kid named Jacob. And, like, I mean, I've written music my whole life and, like, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, but it was always, like, something I'd just do in my room. Like, you know what I mean? I never really, like, shared it with anyone. And I met this kid, Jacob. I had just gone through, like, my first, like, miniature heartbreak, which at the time was, like,
such a big deal.
Yeah, life-altering. And I, like, wrote this dumbass song on a piano, and I sent it to Jacob, and then he, like, produced it. And he, like, wouldn't put autotune on it or literally anything. But I put it on SoundCloud, and at the time I had a little bit of a following from YouTube. And people just responded really well to it. And then one thing led to the next. Started, like, writing for people, and then I started releasing my own music. And, yeah, it was just cool. It felt like, well, like, I can actually kind of do this. Like,
mm-hmm.
before I was like, how are you going to, like, just become Rihanna? Like, that seems like such a, you know, crazy thing. And then it was, like, attainable. I was like, this is kind of cool. Like, mm-hmm. I can actually see this, like, working for myself. So
is that your favorite part of the music process, writing?
I think performing is more fun.
Really?
But I think it's more fun because it's like a little more foreign to me still.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I know how to write a song. Yeah, it's like I like that feeling. And like interacting with real people is such a cool experience that like I mean, have you ever done like a live show of this? Like I feel like it has to be
I'm
like
thinking about it.
Okay,
yeah.
Stay tuned.
Plug.
I got you. I got you. Like, we'll be there. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I definitely like love doing shit that scares me.
Mm-hmm.
We still need to go skydiving, by the way.
You haven't been? I've done it.
Mm-hmm. You have?
Mm-hmm. We have an appointment.
Yeah.
We tried. We went down and then...
It's fucking scary.
I mean, yeah, but like you probably just feel so good after. Like
I am so glad I did it. I don't think I'll be doing it again.
You don't want to come with us?
Where did you do it? Around here?
No, I did it in Indiana.
Damn.
Gorgeous place to do it. Yeah. So flat and stunning. Yeah.
I still think we should. I think we should.
Y'all should do it in Indiana, honestly.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm
down.
We need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch.
Yeah.
But I love doing scary things.
It's definitely it's a very cool thing to do, but like I didn't even realize it was happening until like you're literally on the side of the plane and you're like, holy fuck, I'm jumping out of this.
Do you think the hardest or scariest part is jumping out of the plane or the moment between flying and then having your parachute be released?
Yeah, that was the scariest part, is like the free fall and then them doing the parachute, because I feel like you hear so many stories like my parachute didn't, and then I had to use the emergency one. But once they release it, it's
then
actually
I'm
really
good.
Nice,
right?
Like the ride
gliding,
down,
you get to like, you know,
it's very fun. Because I'm not scared of heights or anything like
that,
but
either.
Like I feel like in my head I was like, oh, I'm skydiving, and didn't even realize what the hell I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just think like, oh, this is a crazy thing I'm gonna do,
yeah,
and then you're like, holy fuck, I'm jumping out of a plane, free falling, and then someone, I have my life in someone's hands.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I need to see your skydiving photos.
I feel
like
will show you.
Yeah.
Big smile.
I remember being like, holy fuck, it's like hard to breathe because I would,
right.
like, my mouth,
yeah.
It like, you can't shut it. And
mm-hmm.
so, like, all the saliva and spit and, like, moisture from your mouth
the
is
guy
gone.
Behind you.
So you're like, like, I remember being like, it's so dry. But,
okay,
yeah.
Noted. We'll drink lots of water.
Yeah. 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 Or, like, keep your mouth shut as much as possible.
mouth tape.
Oh, my God, not the mouth tape.
Do you want to do it anytime soon?
Well, we have a tradition of doing something together on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we had an appointment to go skydiving on Mother's Day, had our harnesses and everything
we
on.
We were next in line to go into the
plane. Wait, no, you're kidding.
Plane, like,
yeah.
Where is this?
In
L.A.?
Down,
Oceanside.
Yes.
Okay.
Like in between us and San Diego. And then they said the weather was too cloudy.
Yeah.
And there wasn't visibility. So when you're jumping out, if there's clouds, you can't see if you're in the right spot.
Wow, thank God you didn't.
Totally.
Yeah.
But we still have a credit.
Yeah.
So
okay,
whenever
so
we're ready.
We have to go. Yeah.
Yeah, have to.
I need to see a vlog of that.
We will.
I was really excited to have a TikTok being like, day in my life. So Drew and I are getting coffee and then,
Content monster.
Content monster. We're trying to increase our TikTok.
Ran a half marathon together.
We did.
We
that
did.
Was our
which
first
so
Mother's
impressive.
Day together.
Have you done one?
No, but I want to.
Emily, have you?
Emily,
please.
I can't believe I saw you running for
10
seconds.
I ran
was
for
that
10
seconds.
Was not
the most amazing
I
thing?
I look so good. You look so fit. Like,
don't I look like a natural runner?
You do.
Like, everyone replied. My mom was like, what the hell is this?
No, I
Lexi
also
was like, this
I was
is
like,
a glitch.
Rude.
I was like, no, I know. I was like, guys, like, I'm not incapable of, but I get it. I don't run.
She did really good.
No, you looked like
the pony.
You looked like a workout girl. You looked like that girl.
Uh huh.
But please know it was a 20-second run, and
girl,
we were going downhill.
Yeah.
But
it's fine.
But you run a lot.
I love running. It's like therapy for me. Like it's the one thing that gets me off my phone. The only thing.
Except brutal. Tennis, we're gonna play. And
which
get
I'm
you
ready.
Off your time.
I'm so
I'm
right
ready.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, you too.
Mm-hmm. How did you get into running?
I literally don't know. Like, I don't remember when that started, because it didn't start when we lived together.
Oh, yeah, mine is after I lost my mom.
Maybe mine was, too. Or, like, I'm not sure if it was necessarily connected or not, but it was just, like, I don't know, like, actually, you know what it was? It was quarantine, I think.
Totally.
I think having so much time, I was, like...
Same, actually.
I might as well move my body.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got, like,
and it was
really...
a way to get fresh air without having to be in in a social environment in public, because you're by yourself moving through space.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it felt like my only excuse to get out of a house in LA.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't do anything but, like
go I'm
for
running.
Run.
Can't get mad at me.
Yeah.
No mask.
Yeah. We would work out together. This was my quarantine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We really house partied and FaceTimed all day. And then Drew would send me his workouts and be like, okay, I'm going on a run. We'd leave our house at the same time. And then we'd come back
and
we'd FaceTime and do squats and push-ups together.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love it.
But he'd run 3 miles and I'd run one.
It doesn't matter.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Get it in.
Yeah.
So how did you, like, build, like, I want to talk about your marathon training. How was that?
I don't think we trained.
I trained.
Oh, you did train.
I absolutely trained.
He came in eighth.
What?
You did really well.
I randomly say, okay, but also, like, I don't think it was necessarily an official, like, it wasn't like we were competing against, like, real, like, crazy runners.
Yeah, but
it
was just
I came in eighth.
I came in second, I think, for men.
Yeah,
men,
you're
in second. He came in second for men.
What?
Wait, did you say that you have run one?
No, but I want to.
Okay,
There's a Malibu one in November.
Half marathon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it.
Half marathon's so doable.
No, you can. I see you guys running all the time. You guys can do it.
We've been running every week at Run Club.
Yeah, I know. You need to come with us.
I know, I really do. I will.
Emily?
You give triathlon.
You do kind of give triathlon.
I would not be surprised if you're like, yeah, I've done like 3 triathlons.
Wait, I should just start telling people that.
I believe it.
Start lying.
Would you ever?
I fully believe.
Yeah, I feel like you could, all of you.
I would do a mini one or whatever, not like an Iron Man. Fuck no.
That sounds like.
But I think Matthew McConaughey does like one of the really popular ones.
Okay, fine. For Matthew, we'll do it.
Yeah, for Matthew, I'll get
fine,
fit.
I'm in.
The only reason I would do it is honestly to like talk to guys.
Exactly.
Me on my run or my swim.
Man, oh my god.
Sweet run.
Oh my god. You live on the east side too? Have you been to 4100?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think the hardest for me would be the run or the swim.
I think the swim would be the hardest.
The swim
I love swimming,
crazy.
But at least in the Malibu and like the Los Angeles one, you're swimming in the ocean. And that seems incredibly difficult to get past the waves and then swim horizontal with.
Yeah, no.
Also, I heard people don't care, like, at all. They'll just, like, climb over you or, like, push you out of the way. And they'll start peeing. And just, like, they don't care. There's no chill.
Come on, a little decency.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, can I change it to my Frankie's bikini really quick?
Pamela Anderson edition?
Oh, no. Yeah, I would never. But I feel like you guys... Maybe.
Yeah, one day.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would be open to doing half for sure. I always think about it. Like, my favorite TikTokers are the runners.
Mm.
Really?
I love watching runner TikToks.
Do you watch Kate Glavin? You
no.
would love her.
She's in New York City.
She's a Hoka girl.
Oh, I probably know of her.
Yeah, and she's always like 0.5. That's what I was trying to do
five.
The other day.
Okay.
Yeah, like the 0.5
no, it looks
running.
Good.
Yeah. So you should follow Kate. She's
Lexi
awesome.
And I do
Shout
that.
Out Kate.
At our
mile
run club.
One. Mm-hmm. Mile two.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
No, I normally have one video and I'm like, trying not
I'm
to
like,
be like
yeah.
in it
the entire time.
Yeah.
What was it like though running a half?
I had been training through guided runs on the Nike app. There's virtual runs that a coach will be in your head or in your headphones, but it feels like they're in your head talking to you, Coach Bennett.
Oh my god, Coach Bennett.
I love Coach Bennett. Mm-hmm. He's such a little mm-hmm. goofball. Anyway.
Coach Bennett.
He's telling you, you know, on this mile, make sure you're focusing on being light on your feet. And it's mm-hmm. nice to have someone in your ear reminding you those things. Or like, for this next 600 meters, let's just focus on your breathing. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And then when you're on, I don't know, mile 4 or something, he's like, think of something you're grateful for. Like, what would be your favorite breakfast to have? So it's getting you distracted to
Whoa.
Just keep going. And I was able to pass. Actually, can I give a little piece of running advice?
Please.
This is what helped me get past 1 mile into longer distances. It takes your body about 10 minutes to even get warm to run. I used to run, and then after about 10 minutes, it's like, all right, I did it. Woo,
yeah.
All good. Like, 1 mile. No, you need to go really slowly and just get your body warmed up. And then I feel like my run truly begins after 10 minutes. And that's how I'm able to run 4, 5, 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Try
I'm inspired.
Mm-hmm. And then Nike Run Club app, it's free. Guided runs, try mm-hmm. that too.
I feel like running helps my like mental health.
Totally.
Like it helps me clear my head mm-hmm. and my mind. I always feel so good afterwards.
Yeah. Also, if I'm super anxious and I have a lot of like pent up energy in me or my heart's racing, it's a really good way to channel that and then get that energy released.
Mm-hmm.
So then I come back home and I'm neutralized.
Yes, neutralized.
I love it.
Yes, girl.
Well, we're going to circle back on this. Yes, girl.
Yes, girl.
Yes, yes. Me too, girl.
Neutralized.
Neutralized. That's so
girl.
True.
Girl.
I want to play a little fun game before we get into trivia. Oh. It's just our fast favorites. We're going to go around. We'll start with Drew, then Emily, then I'll do myself, and then Lexi.
Okay.
So it'll be really quick. There's 10 of them.
Yay, this is fun.
So it'll be quick. All right, let's get into it. Drew, first question is, favorite color?
Green.
Pink.
Red.
Green.
Wow, two greens. Okay, favorite animal?
Seahorse.
Theodore Red, my dog.
Cute. Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Wow, we got some doubles.
Theodore Red,
dolphins. Get the phone case out right now.
Oh, I see what's happening here. Yeah. We got some Dolphins fans in the building.
Dolphins around here.
Tua.
Miami.
Tua needs to Tua's like, head. He needs to get better.
Tua, he needs to get better.
I really hope Tua stays healthy.
I know, same. Praying for Tua this time. Okay. Next question is, favorite month?
July.
June.
July.
June.
Did we all pick our birthdays except for you?
Yeah. I'm June. Oh, I'm late June.
Cancer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. My birthday is not in June. I just think June is a fabulous month.
Wow. It is a great month.
Did all three of you just say June?
Emily June.
I said July.
Oh, July, right. Okay.
Emily June.
My birthday month is, I think, the worst month of the year.
What?
March.
Yeah,
everyone's
that's so
peak
dark.
It's definitely like, it's dark in
I'm
March.
I'm so ugly in March.
Yeah. Everyone's their ugliest in March.
Don't look at me in March. No, I'm posting in March. Less in March.
Yeah. And then I'm supposed to be like, thank you so much for celebrating me. I'm like, don't look at me. June.
June. June's a great month. June and July.
Yeah.
May is
summer,
also nice.
Summer girls.
May, June, and September.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Okay. Word.
Top three.
Favorite person to FaceTime?
Emily.
Drew.
Probably my hometown friend, Libby.
Emily.
Yeah. You're a great person FaceTime. To FaceTime.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm always doing something, though. I kind of feel bad. Like, no, with you, I'm always, like, running errands. Last time I FaceTimed you, I was, like, doing my hair and freaking out.
No, it's...
That's the purpose of FaceTime, I feel like. It's, like, it's...
Chaos.
Yeah, you're hanging out with your friend without having to, like...
The only time it gets annoying is when you FaceTime me as soon as you're checking out. Like, she'll be next in line at Starbucks, and then she chooses to FaceTime me.
And then I call you.
And she calls me. Uh-huh. So I'm like, hey, what's up? And you're like, sorry, just 1 second. Bye.
Yes.
And I get...
Yeah.
So then I'm just sitting on a table somewhere in New York, now in LA, looking up like, okay.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, Drew, favorite TikToker?
Oh my god, I really like Florida Mom of Three. Oh my god, it's so random.
That's so Florida Mom crazy. Of Three.
It's like this mom and her daughter, and they literally review Costco food. I don't know why. I love them. I think they're adorable.
Florida Mom of Three.
Yeah, and they eat it, and they're all they say is like, and then the video ends. But I'm obsessed.
Wait, are they cooking?
No.
They're just eating.
They'll try, like buffalo dip.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I don't even eat that stuff. But I'm like, oh my God, I love them. They're so
They're
sweet.
Really sweet and wholesome. I need to. Should watch them.
Yeah, okay. Tap in.
I would say Gwen McMullen.
You love her.
Wait, who is that? Did you show me?
Gwen, I don't know if I've ever showed you her. She, how would you describe her content? She kind of just
chaotic.
Like checks out at 7-Eleven, does a fit check, and it's like, thank you.
Gwen.
Gwen, I just love you.
Yeah.
Gwen. Okay, I need to check her out. I am really liking, I just told you guys, Emily Kaiser. She's the mom in Arizona. She was on the Poppy trip. And I almost texted Emily to be
yes. Oh my God, yes.
I almost
love
texted
her.
Emily and Lexi to be like, guys, say hi to Emily Kaiser. Yes.
She's
I love
a
her too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I have one.
You can shout me out.
Yeah.
Emily June is my favorite TikToker.
Honestly,
please
same.
Follow her.
Low-key same.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. Emily's my favorite.
No, I'm kidding. Lexi, who's your favorite?
I don't think I have one. You can check me out. Lexi Lombard forever.
Forever.
Period.
Drew, favorite brand?
Of anything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Ah! Favorite brand? I literally don't know. I can't think right now.
Do you want us to come back to
you? Yeah.
I can't think either.
Favorite brand?
Can I pick a?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to say Milk.
Okay.
Really?
Maybe?
Aesop for me.
Okay.
Love
Aesop.
Oh, that is so you.
Okay, beauty Aesop. Brand. Like, Charlotte Tilbury would just be weird and random. I feel like I'm just blanking.
No. That's a good one. I like both Aesop and Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay. I'm going Ralph Lauren.
Mm. Lovely. Guys, the only brand coming to my head is Ben & Jerry's.
I love that.
They have great branding.
That's real.
And I think they're good people. Like, I think that their company actually has good values. So
okay.
We're just going to stick with it.
Okay. Trader Joe's also.
Great brand.
No. Love.
Mm-hmm. So you're having problems right now.
Oh, Rocks and the cookies. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they like like a chocolate chip cookie from Trader Joe's just got recalled because there was like rocks in it.
Like, yeah. Organic.
Perfect. Yeah, extra protein maybe.
Yeah.
That one's really chunky.
Farm to table.
Farm to table is insane.
Driveway to table.
Tunnel to table.
Okay. Favorite restaurant in LA?
I love All Time.
Fuck.
Or Pache.
I'm gonna have a double. Pache is a great one.
Love Pache. Both great date spots.
I want to say those All Time.
Jones, come on, that's yours.
That's not my favorite.
You love Jones.
It's a vibe sometimes.
Erewhon, yeah.
Honestly,
that's one of my favorites.
Erewhon's probably my favorite brand, too. Love them.
Wow,
Yeah. I'm a downtown girly. I love Bottega Louie.
Oh, my God. Can we please go?
Yes!
We used to go all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't been
it's
since
loud
moving
as hell
here again.
In there, but
it's so
did they
fun.
Lower
it's
the volume?
No, it's still loud as
it's
hell.
It's like clinking, and you're like, how was your day? And you're like, I don't.
It's because everything's hard. It's like
a whole
table.
It's crazy, but it's really good.
Found oyster.
Period.
Ay.
Okay. favorite show at the moment?
Sex and the City.
Oh,
I love Sex and the City.
Fun fact about me, I don't watch TV or shows.
What about a movie?
A Star is Born.
Okay, great movie. That's a great movie. My favorite show right now is probably Suits.
Okay, I was loving, it's over now, Love Island.
Oh.
Season just ended.
I've never seen it.
It's great. My roommate got me into it. We would watch it. She would be watching it every day. It's only like a 45-minute episode a day, but then it scratches that TV itch. So it was nice because I didn't feel like the need to watch more. I often don't watch TV because I don't really have boundaries with it, and then I'll just ruin my life. So Love Island was good for me. One a day.
Okay. Love it. Favorite food?
Favorite food. I love sushi or Thai.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love
Italian.
It. Yeah, pizza or sushi for me.
I like peanut butter.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed with
your
you.
Your answers
That's
are
a
great.
Good one.
That, like, I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
That's so true and real of you.
Like, my peanut
Thanks
butter
for sharing
girl.
Your truth,
my non
peanut
butter girl.
Yeah. I know it sucks that you're allergic to one of my favorite foods.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, you guys have managed to work it out, so.
Yeah,
we've gotten this far.
Yeah, I was eating almonds before you guys came here, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
Literally.
You're so sweet.
I was getting an acai bowl last week, and I was like, no almonds and no walnuts. And Emily goes, it's okay. And I was like, okay, keep them on.
Yeah, you're like,
wait, so you could be around someone?
I mean, it's technically just a peanut allergy, but I'm really scared of all nuts.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not all nuts.
Yeah,
not all nuts.
Not
you know
his.
What I mean?
Not these nuts.
Not his. Okay, and last question is favorite beauty product.
Favorite beauty product. I use this brow gel by Lancome that no one has ever talked about in their entire life that I am literally obsessed with, and I'm going to gatekeep the shit out of it, but you can't buy anywhere except for online, so maybe it's like, I don't know, maybe
How
sold out.
How did you even find it? PR?
I think I might have like stole it from my mom like way back in the day or something.
Okay.
I have no idea.
They have great mascara.
Like the way the bristles are on it, I don't know how to explain it. It's not clumpy. It like it separates them. I don't know. Yeah, I really like it. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Besides my cleansing balm, I would say the Summer Fridays Butter Balm right now is like my favorite.
That's my favorite.
You do love
product.
That.
Yeah, I can't stop putting it on.
It's so good. It's just the best. The Summer
what
Fridays lip butter. It's I specifically like the vanilla, or I like the pink
you
sugar.
Put that on a lot. Yeah,
it's so good.
When she's stressed out,
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. What about you?
Honestly, my favorite beauty secret and product is those gloves that you get at just like any convenience store, and they're exfoliating gloves.
Okay.
And I wash my body with them, and people always compliment how soft my skin is. You can.
Wow.
That's
really
get
nice.
In there, babe.
Live reaction.
That is really nice. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I feel like I would have those and I would never use it.
Same.
Yeah.
You would just sit in the corner.
Yeah. I use it like 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I will say I do love your cleansing balm.
Thank it's you. Okay.
It's really good.
Still need my re-up.
Thanks,
fam.
Yeah, cheers.
Okay, well, that was the end of our little game. Let's get into trivia.
Woo!
So you three are going to play against each other. There's no teams.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
So every man for themselves.
I'm so done.
I know. This is going to be really rough for me.
I know. You're going to see how dumb we are.
Dumb reveal.
Okay, so this is how it's gonna go. You have one phone a friend.
Okay.
So use it wisely. If the phone a friend doesn't answer, you can call someone else.
Oh, awesome.
That's an air roll. I'm gonna let you to decide. Would you rather me say the question and you have to raise your hand and I'll pick who does it first, or we'll go one by one and you can steal the question?
Maybe hand.
Okay.
I don't
so
know.
So everyone has a chance.
You see hand?
Okay. I feel like I'll just be able to see. Okay, so every man for themselves. Okay, first question is in the entertainment category, which I have the most questions in entertainment.
Okay, thank God.
You're welcome. Okay, first question is, what is Drake's full name? Emily.
Aubrey Graham.
What's his middle name?
Drake?
Yes.
Shit.
Good shit, Emily.
Good guess.
One
that was
M.
really good. What's your favorite Drake song?
That's a tough question because I really am a champagne mommy.
mommy.
Are you?
A champagne mommy. You know that like TikTok meme? You know the TikTok meme where it's like he wanted a Swiftie but he got a champagne mommy? I love Take Care as an album. I can't pick a favorite song.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my
like,
favorite
really
album.
My feels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you going to see Drake in LA?
No. Don't get me started.
Okay.
On that. He's going twice. Anyways.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going right after this. Next question.
Okay, next question. Yeah. Before anyone starts crying. Okay, what is the name of Drake's official clothing line? I think it was Lexi.
OWO.
Oh. Nope. OVO. 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 No, wrong.
October's very own.
Oh,
yes. The full
so
name.
Sorry.
The full
yeah,
name.
He got a champagne mommy.
Stop.
No. Cut that. No, honestly, cut that.
Champagne mommy.
Okay. Lexi, you're going to like this one. Ugh. Name all of Taylor Swift's albums. Go ahead.
Debut, Taylor Swift. Fearless, Speak Now. Red, Reputation. Lover, Folklore, Evermore, Midnight.
One more.
1989.
Good shit, Lexi.
Wow. How many is that? Like 10?
I think so.
No wonder she has an Eras tour.
She's got a rest.
Yeah, damn.
Also, she gave us four albums since 2019. 10. So now that she's live performing, it's like, how can I perform four albums? Let's make it Eras.
That's how you know someone's a fan. She gave us. Like, she gave, like, she did this for us.
She did it for us.
She did.
Lexi and I, the entire run club, we were only talking about Taylor Swift.
Really? Are you a Swiftie?
I'm a huge Swiftie.
She's a new Swiftie.
I wouldn't say that.
You were definitely listening to her on our car ride.
I listened to August.
Yeah, but you were like,
oh, August is amazing.
And I have respect for
Swiftie. Yeah, I definitely have respect for her, of course.
Yeah,
but I'm not.
I became a true Swiftie at the Eras Tour last week. I don't think I walked into that show a Swiftie, but I certainly left that show a Swiftie.
Wow, powerful.
Powerful. She's powerful.
Yeah, what did you think?
She needs to be studied. I mean, the fact.
She's literally an Olympic athlete.
In stilettos.
Six shows.
Is she doing like choreo every song?
Yeah. Drew, it is insane.
I know. I honestly kind of wish I saw it.
If there is a way that you can go, I highly recommend it because it's impressive to watch just as someone who loves music and performing.
Right.
She can hold space so well while also making it feel so intimate to be speaking to 70,000 people, but it feels like she's just talking to you. Mm. And then I loved that she began her show with people keep asking me, like, aren't you tired? Aren't you tired? Aren't your dancers and you tired and exhausted from all this? Don't you want a break? She's like, no, we've been waiting our whole lives for this moment.
Oh, that's cute. That's Taylor. Actually really, really cute.
She's Taylor. Also a triple threat. Like, she's such a good performer. Her lyrics are insane.
She's
like,
she's such a great writer.
She's also such a good singer. Like, it's just the whole package.
Right.
And then also the outfit changes and then the dancers and the story and the visuals.
Yeah.
Her production, I've never seen anything like
it. It's insane. I just keep seeing, like, the meme of her, like, going in the water or whatever. And, like,
diving
I'm
in.
Sure that in context is, like, really amazing. But, like, it kills me every time.
She does much better. She does much better.
The diving in the water is cool.
Yeah. That's wild.
No,
like,
it is.
I would love to see what it looks like under there.
I know. And also, where is she diving into? Like a foam pit?
I just have questions.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, many questions.
It might be. I have no idea.
I loved the folklore cabin.
Also, I want to know.
I loved the piano covered in moss.
Yes. What is she eating before the show? Like banana with peanut butter?
Probably a wrap.
It's giving goo. It's giving running goo.
Oh my god!
Oh, you're probably
She's
right.
Probably like, she probably has it like when she goes under for an alpha change. Like
you're probably so right.
What's
muscle
body
mommy.
Glide? Yeah.
But people keep asking whenever she comes up. They're like, does she just go into a chamber at night in between shows? Like,
yeah,
how
does
she decompress? I don't know. John told me that she gives herself a manicure every night before the next show.
That's
I'm like,
sweet.
Who has time?
How the hell does he know that?
John, if you're listening.
What?
John, if you're listening,
and
he's
you
the swiftiest Swiftie right now.
Aaron, Emily.
Yeah. All right.
I'm like, which pop singer gives themselves a manicure every night?
Yeah, do that your next trivia.
Okay, next question is, what flavor of Pop-Tarts does Buddy the Elf use in his spaghetti in Elf? Drew.
Strawberry?
No.
Brown sugar cinnamon?
No.
Is it
fudge?
No.
Is it like the blue and purple one?
No.
Blueberry?
No.
Chocolate.
Yes.
Chocolate.
There's
I'm right.
Chocolates.
I
Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, and actually the crust is like chocolate.
Yes.
I don't want to know how you came up with that question.
It's my favorite flavor.
That was impressive. You're a really good interviewer.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
You already dug deep on that one.
Okay, next question is.
Okay, TK.
No, it's literally so crazy. I worked all night on this.
Like, when we raised our hand, we were like,
sorry,
I don't know.
Blueberry.
I'm literally the next Katie Couric.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
What pop vocal group performs at the wedding in Bridesmaids? True.
Fifth Harmony?
No.
I have no idea. I literally have no fucking clue.
I saw Bridesmaids once.
In Bridesmaids at the very end. And they reference this group a lot.
Are they really popular?
I feel like everyone knows their song. Their main song, yeah.
Okay, so not that popular. We only know their song.
By group, do you mean like it could be a band?
Mm-hmm. Oh. But pop.
What pop vocal group performs
ABBA?
At the wedding
ABBA
in Bridesmaids?
It's a group. That's Mamma Mia.
Wow, you got me with that one.
I mean, we could just give wild guesses, but dear God, I don't know.
Pussycat Dolls.
No.
Jonas Brothers.
No. Do you want me to play you one of their songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Fine,
if
fine,
fine. You know
the words to the song, sing along. Sing along.
Did you see
this?
Uh-huh. Is this closing time?
No!
I'm just gonna leave. The Dixie Chicks?
No, but kind of close. Kind of
okay.
Close.
Stevie Nicks is banned. I need to stop. This is like.
No. There's no way.
Listen, I listen to
I'm
like
here
R&B.
I'm
okay.
Camila Cabello.
So not Fifth Harmony.
Not Fifth Harmony or the Pussycat Dolls.
Diana Jane in that.
Okay,
what's her
do
name?
You want me to tell you?
Yes.
Or do you want to ask? Do you want to phone a friend? Anyone?
Oh, true. Yeah, I'll phone a friend.
Okay.
How do I like play the friend that song?
Speaker.
I feel like Dino would know.
I was going to call Olivia.
Oh, yeah.
Because Olivia will know.
Even if you ask Olivia,
well,
what...
do you want to ask? I'll ask the question.
Okay.
And then she doesn't know.
Should
we
I FaceTime or just call?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
It's amazing. I could not tell you at all.
I have no idea.
No idea.
Did you know that song?
No.
Really?
I mean, like, it was like ringing bells.
Okay.
Deep back.
That's
bells.
Crazy.
Bells
no, I
was really deep back there.
I feel like I was pretending that
hey,
it was ringing
babe.
Bells.
took a wrong turn when I know where to go or something like that.
I agree. I'm on a podcast right now, and I get to phone a friend for a question, and I know you'll know the answer to this. TK, if you want to read out the question.
Okay. The question is, what pop vocal group performs at the wedding in Bridesmaids?
ABBA.
No, but close.
Wait, play the song.
Okay, I'll play the
you'll
song.
You'll know the song. I said Fifth Harmony, girl. So. And then I said Pussycat Dolls.
And he said Dixie Chicks.
This song.
Yes. Do you know that song?
Do you know the song?
Yes, I know the song. But Bridesmaids is literally my favorite movie like of all time. How am I? It
starts with a W.
Wixie
Chicks?
Oh, so the Wixie Chick. Weezer?
Oh, so Wiley Cyrus.
Okay. I have no idea. I guess I'll let you know once we get the answer. Or do you want to tell us?
Yeah,
okay.
Wilson Phillips.
Wilson Phillips.
I would have never gotten that.
Never heard that
no,
in my life.
I could have, if it was like gun to my head, would have died.
Would have died. All right, well, thanks, babe.
Thanks, Olivia.
Thanks, Olivia. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Wilson Phillips.
Okay. Well, you know what? It was close.
You know, we left learning something today.
Yeah, Wilson Phillips.
You learn something
now. You always
every day.
Be like, "Holy shit,
Wilson!"
This song.
We're gonna start asking people at bars. So, like, okay, you have to get me a drink if you can't remember who's the
exactly.
pop vocalist group at the end of Bridesmaids. Wilson Phillips, you idiot.
Now you know for future trivia shows. Okay, next question is: what was the song name of the track Taylor Swift wrote for Rihanna?
Look what you've done. Nope.
Is it
know.
Bad Blood?
No.
No, it's the one with Calvin Harris.
It's for Rihanna.
Oh, I thought maybe it was trying to be.
We Found Love?
No.
Wait, that's.
Oh my God. I know the music video. She's like in a box and it's like with a David Guetta or something. Calvin Harris. Oh my God.
Calvin Harris, yeah.
What? Look what you.
Close. What, Not look what you made
what
me do.
Have you done to me? I don't know. What?
This is what you came for, baby.
Lightning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Close. Okay.
Shit.
Next question is,
dumb
what
reveal.
Song yeah. plays over the opening credits of Guardians of the Galaxy?
I'm going to let you guys take
yeah,
this
I'm
one.
Yeah, I'm going to let.
Guys.
I don't know.
TK, I don't think I've even seen that.
Wait, are you serious?
Oof.
It's the main song in all of their advertising. It's by Redbone.
Isn't Redbone the song?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
By Childish Gambino?
Whoa.
No.
Work From Home, Fifth Harmony.
The Star Spangled Banner.
No, it's Come and Get Your Love by Redbone.
Totally.
Like, come and get your love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you get it?
Let's see if you get this one. What is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time? Emily.
No other guesses?
No idea.
A Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
Was that a good guess?
Yeah.
Is Titanic rated R?
No. No. Okay. Does anyone want to call anyone?
Did I lose my privilege? I did. It's fine.
I'll give you another guess.
Did
you can
I lose
guess
my
again.
Privilege?
Okay, rated R movie.
It's a really popular.
Like Saw? Is it a series?
Close. You're close.
Scream.
No, but close.
Paranormal Activity.
No. No, we're going to a little far.
Taylor!
Is it in the horror realm?
Kind of. It's in like superhero that realm.
Superman?
Kinda.
Scary movie?
Star Wars.
No. Superman. I said Superman. Give us another hint.
It's the villain.
Oh, Joker.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you, Drew.
All my right answers have been like me guessing multiple times and getting it.
Yeah, you deserve it.
It's fine. Thanks, it's babe. Fine. Okay. Points. I feel like one of you will know this. Who wrote the screenplay for Rocky? Okay, who starred in Rocky? Because it's the same person that wrote it.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yes!
Yes, Lex.
Let's see.
With that alley-oop.
Good job. Okay, next question is, you'll know this. What Los Angeles hotel is prominently featured in Pretty Woman?
Beverly Hills.
No, but it's in Beverly Hills.
Chateau.
No.
That's West Hollywood.
Waldorf? Is that what it's called?
No, but really close.
Waldorf.
Sunset Tower?
No.
Oh, no.
Beverly Hills, guys.
That is awesome. Yeah, you're
the one at the end of Rodeo with all the flags.
Isn't
that the Waldorf?
No.
I thought someone guessed that already.
Oh, my God. I'm from Canada.
Wait,
so.
hang on.
So, I just moved to Beverly Hills like a week ago.
There's
so.
The Beverly Hills Hotel, and then. There's the, what's that other?
The Ritz-Carlton or something?
close.
Four seasons?
Yes. Beverly Wilshire.
Okay.
We got four seasons. Okay, oh, is that the one with the cute restaurant on top, the Mediterranean restaurant?
I think so.
Okay,
so No. Oh, that's no. the Waldorf Astoria.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that
yeah.
place is good.
Fire.
Okay, who guessed Fire. That?
Lexi.
Four seasons?
Yeah.
You get okay. half a point.
Yeah.
Why have?
Oh, I'm just going to give you it. Okay. Next question. This is multiple choice. We're in the beauty and fashion space.
Okay. Oh, beauty fashion.
So sorry. Let's go. Let's go.
We're back.
Okay.
We're back.
Beauty and fashion space. What cosmetics company named for its founder gives pink Cadillacs to its highest sellers?
Avon.
No.
Mary Kay.
Yes. Okay.
Pink Cadillacs?
How the hell did you know
that? That is fire.
Because I'm from
Virginia Tings.
Yeah.
Mary Kay was like that girl.
Yeah.
Was that the one that would go around to the houses?
Mm-hmm. And you'd moms buy would like sell it to each other.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. So brilliant.
It was the first like MLM.
Yeah.
Yes, Mary Kay.
Okay. In which country was ASOS founded? A, United States. B, Canada. C, England. D, Ireland.
England.
Good shit, Lexi.
Okay, Lex.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which designer is famous for his polo range?
Ralph Lauren.
Wow, Lexi. Right,
the hands. Let's not forget the hands.
Okay, this is, wait till I give the options. Yeah. Because it's multiple choice. Name the daughter of a Beatle who is now a successful fashion designer. A, Vivienne Westwood. B, Donna Karan. C, Donatella Versace. Or D, Stella McCartney.
Stella McCartney.
Good shit, Lexi.
Really, I was really thinking it was Donatella.
You know? I was like, Donatella.
Okay, what nationality is Anna Wintour? A, British. B, Canadian. C, American. D, Irish.
British?
Yes, Drew.
Good guess.
Good guess. You knew it was a guess.
Good guess. You good, Lexi?
There was so much drool that just came in that sip, and I don't know why.
Anna Wintour really gets to her. Yeah. Anyway.
She's You're nervous. I get it.
Anna, if you're watching this.
Love you. Hey, invite us to the Met. How many hours does it take to make a Birkin? A, 24 hours. B, 43 hours. C, 32 hours. Or D, 48 hours? Lexi.
48?
Yes. 48
wow.
hours.
48.8. That's insane. What are they doing?
I don't know. I don't know. Just vibing, I guess. Okay, we're now in the sports section, Emily.
Let's go.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for you.
I'm really nervous.
Okay, the question is, in American football, what is it called when someone tackles the quarterback who has the ball behind the line of scrimmage?
Do I get to call someone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys love your calls.
Yeah. We do. This is where I have my PTSD. I don't want to claim that, but this is where I lost last time.
Who could you call, though, now? That's related to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call Phil.
Okay.
But you could call someone, too.
I'm going to wait until... Is he gonna be a
Hey, it's been a minute.
You're like, so, hey,
you
roasted
me 2 months ago, but I'm on a podcast.
What would he do?
He won an answer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, you never know.
Come on, Phil. Come on.
Come on, Phil.
Do you think he saved your number?
Oh, you're just a bunch of digits coming up right now. He answers and it's like
damn,
a black
it's my
screen.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's you.
It's my Hinge show.
Should I call Lucas Hinge?
Yeah, would he know?
Lucas would probably know.
Yeah, call Lucas Hinge.
Holy shit. This is nuts. First name Lucas, last name Hinge.
Lucas Hinge.
Lucas Hinge.
We met once 3 years ago.
At this, I'm obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How come I knew
he's
the multiple
behind
choice?
The line?
Oh, wait, Phil's calling!
Great.
Okay. Okay. Hi. Can you ask the question?
Okay. The question is, in American football, what is it called when someone tackles the quarterback who has the ball behind the line of scrimmage?
A sack?
Yeah.
I was going to say sack!
A sack?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
He goes, yes! A sack?
A sack?
I was going to say sack.
Like,
yeah.
Sack that quarterback.
Hey, sack that quarterback.
S-A-C or S-A-C-K?
S-A-C-K.
S-A-C-K. Mm-hmm. Sack.
Okay, I'm not sure if y'all will know this.
Okay,
yeah. But we'll see. It's the bad. Most famous basketball team in the world. They played in 90 countries and are known for their clowning antics on the court. Which team is this?
So would this be outside the NBA?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so an international basketball team.
Ooh, you got me there.
They're like kind of an entertainment basketball team. You've probably seen them, honestly.
Why am I thinking of like guys in Times Square that are like with their friends?
No, like low-key, it's like that.
I couldn't even name an international
team. Like something with like Space Jam or something?
Like, kinda.
Blue Man Group?
Can I guess the country? Is it in Europe?
No, it's not like a country. It's like a, should I just tell you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone
Harlem course. Globetrotters.
Wait, oh, I would have guessed
that's
that.
Not a real,
like...
That's not a real team?
No.
Oh.
They're like a performance team.
Yeah, never would have known.
Okay. Next question is, what two gymnastics events are done in competition by both men and women? Go ahead.
Beam and vault.
Vault is correct.
This one. What's this one where you swing,
rings,
jump?
Bars.
No. Bars.
Wrong.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Bars?
Floor.
Because, yes. And
oh, good job,
vault.
Guys.
Okay. I'm giving you both a half a point.
Yeah.
Hey, my girl.
Three.
Wow, I'm really flopping.
Emily, you need to step it up, girl.
I know.
Yeah, get it together, babe. Drink some Alani.
Come on, fit 'em. Lexi is kicking your guys' ass.
Yeah.
Okay, next question is, Emily, listen up. Mm-hmm. Which is the only American football team to go a whole season undefeated, including the Super Bowl?
Can you repeat that, please?
In a sentence?
Which is the only American football team to go a whole season undefeated, including the Super Bowl?
Can I get a hint? You know.
I have a guess. At first, I was going to guess your team. Because she said, Emily, listen up. But now, the Steelers?
Wrong.
The Dolphins?
Yeah!
No way!
Woo! Emily, you need
Let's
to know
go.
That.
Go best
I know. Wasn't it like 1974 or something?
1972. Emily!
Close.
That's really damn, good. I was going to say the Dolphins, but I was like, that's too
Thank
easy.
Thank God you didn't. I needed that point.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here's another one. Emily, listen up.
Okay.
What two brothers played against each other in this year's Super Bowl?
Travis Kelce, Jason
and
Kelce.
Yes! Yes! Bonus point if you can name their podcast.
New Heights.
Oh my God, yeah, Emily! I listen to that. This is a comeback!
Yeah, champagne mommy.
I listen to the pod.
She's like, yeah.
Every time I get one, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I listen to the pod.
I listen.
What teams do they play? I'll give you one more point. What teams do they play for?
Eagles and Chiefs.
Oh my gosh. Emily, you now have 6 points. You're in second place.
What? I'm definitely losing.
Okay. Last sports question is, which NFL player has signed the richest contract in sports history?
Lexi. Tom Brady.
No. Emily?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes!
Yes! You Wait, is Patrick Mahomes the guy that you were telling me over the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy.
The guy.
Describing him as the guy you were telling me about.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that guy. Brother of Jackson.
Brother of Jackson. Jackson. We know Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson's brother. Okay. Yeah. Last few questions are science-based.
Ooh. You thought we were bad before.
It's girl. Okay. You got this. How many hearts does a octopus have?
Oh.
One.
Wrong.
12?
Great guess. No.
Two?
No, close.
Three?
Eight?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Emily.
Three? They have three hearts?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Emily, Damn. You were... You're only 1.5 away.
Well, you gave her additional questions for the one that she knew.
Okay. The unicorn.
Not that you're bitter or anything.
The unicorn is a national animal of which country?
Like New Zealand or something?
Close.
Australia. Kind of.
Netherlands.
Actually, I
Israel?
Was. It's not close. No. Keep guessing.
Iceland?
No.
Greenland?
Close.
Antarctica?
No.
I don't know.
Iceland was close.
Starts with an S.
Slovenia.
Scotland.
Mm-mm. Yes.
Woo!
Whoa!
Emily!
Like, so you only have a half a point more than Emily right
All
now.
Okay. Underdog.
Come on, underdog.
Okay.
Do it for Tua.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, poor Tua. We love you so much. Stay healthy.
We're really healthy. Huge fan of Making Moves. So,
yeah, I know he's watching.
Yeah, he's obsessed. Okay. What is the hottest planet in the solar system?
Mercury?
Mm-mm. Mars?
No.
Earth?
No.
Oh, shit.
Venus?
Yes.
We're really just listing off the planets at this point.
I thought Mercury because it's closest to the sun.
And it's like red. Or no, is Mercury? I'm going to stop.
And it's like red.
Woo!
It's 460 degrees Celsius.
Mm-mm. They can keep that.
Hey, Siri.
Okay, hell.
I will not be
What is 460 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit? 860 degrees Fahrenheit.
Sounds hot.
No.
It's giving hot.
It's giving hot.
That's hot.
I wonder what the UV is there. Probably like, a crazy tan.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Okay. What is the name of the tallest grass on Earth?
Bamboo.
Yes.
Okay.
Lexi.
All right, girl.
Lexi's like, damn, bamboo. You're so
obviously
last
bamboo.
Question bamboo. Is, does sound travel faster in the air or water?
Air.
Water.
Yes. I'll give you guys both a point. Wow, Lexi, you won.
By how much? Half a
Congrats.
Point?
Congrats. No, she won by 3.5.
Oh, we don't good. Have to review the points.
You got
That's
the
fine.
Science. You got the science.
Why don't
ones,
we
right?
say the points?
I don't know. I think we're good on that.
Why don't we say the points?
I think we're okay. I think we're okay.
I think we all sang.
Comment down below if you want to see the points. Maybe we'll do a part two of this podcast.
Episode. Someone like list them in the comments, like a pinned comment. It's like Lexi actually got this
yes,
money.
Yes.
Drew got this money. They've
been
watching.
Definitely keep track.
They've been tallying.
Yeah. Anyway, that was great. Congrats on your win.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to say?
Let's keep to a healthy.
Let's keep Tua healthy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That part.
Drew, do you
I don't know
who
that is. No. Every time you guys mention it, I'm literally like, yeah, right.
Explain
like,
to him.
Okay, so Tua's the quarterback for the Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
And he got like a bunch of concussions last year. Oh. But like the Dolphins need Tua. Like
we need Tua.
Him.
Yeah. To win.
Right.
To win. Like we could take it to the Super Bowl if Tua stays healthy. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a bit like if you're talking to a guy about football, just throw out the line like, yeah, man, like Tua's got to stay healthy.
I will never be talking to a man about football, but noted.
If it comes up,
yeah.
Anybody watching,
just be like, I hope Tua stays healthy
Tua
this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I also have to thank Phil because I couldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Phil King.
True.
Shout out, Phil.
Thanks, Phil and Tua.
Came in clutch. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming on the pod.
Thank you
so
much. This was so much fun.
Uh-huh. I love this.
You
did fabulous.
Thanks.
Alexi, I need to get you an award of something.
Oh, thanks.
So coming soon.
Maybe just like a red lipstick.
Ooh, I love that.
Cute. Thanks.
Anyway, where can everyone follow you guys? Lexi, go ahead and pimp yourself out first.
I host a podcast, The Lexi Podcast, every week. And you can also find me at Lexi on Instagram and Twitter. And then Lexi Forever. On TikTok.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Lexie.
I love it. Emily?
Me? I feel like all you need to know is my TikTok, which is Emily June with 5 E's at the end. Thank you. Prepare to laugh. Drop some likes. Mm-hmm. Some
comments. Comment dolphins on her TikTok. Uh-huh.
Comment dolphin emojis. Mm-hmm. Give me that follow and support me.
And Tua.
And follow Miami Dolphins.
Oh my God.
And Finn's Nation. Thank
that
you.
Finn's Nation, rise up!
Yeah, let's go.
I'm screaming. I'm basically just on Instagram and I guess a little bit of TikTok. Drew Mack, DRUMAQ.
I love your TikToks. I wish you posted more.
I know,
like
I need to post more.
It sounds when you spell it DRUMAQ.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did you How did you get the username?
My full name is Drew McDonald, mm-hmm. and like I tried to get regularly spelled Drew Mack, and like it wasn't available. This was in like 10th grade, so I was like,
"Were you
I'm
called
be...
that like growing up, Drew Mack?"
No, like I like decided that
oh,
was going to be
it.
Yeah,
okay,
self titled, I guess.
It's a great name.
No, when did you start going by TK?
In school when I did sports.
I was about to say, I feel like it's like
a sports
thing.
Yeah.
It's
if there were like too many, if there were too many Taylors, I feel like Taylor was like the name. Or one of the names that was like kind of popular in my grade. And I remember I had always another Taylor on the team. So they would call them Taylor, or sometimes there would be three. So it'd be like Taylor, Tay, and like TK.
TK's
Tay, pass the ball.
Is your brother PK?
Sometimes.
PK.
Yeah.
PK.
King. Anyway, tomorrow, everyone. We're praying for you to get healthy. Love y'all you. So much.
Thank you.
And be sure to make someone else's day this week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Later.